Isaiah chapter 45. This is what the Lord says to his anointed one. To Cyrus, whose right hand I have taken hold of, to subdue nations before him, as I slacken the loins of kings, and to open double doors in front of him, and to see to it that gates will not be closed. I will walk before you, and I will straighten twisting places. I will shatter copper doors, and I will break iron bolts in pieces. And I will give you dark treasures, and valuables hidden in secret places, in order that you may know that I am the Lord who is calling you by your name, and that I am the God of Israel. It is for the sake of my servant Jacob, and Israel my chosen one, that I have called you by your name. I have given you a title, but you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God apart from me. I gird you up, but you haven't known me. This is so that they may know, from the rising of the sun to the west, that there is no one apart from me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make peace and create harm. I am the Lord who does all these things. Distill dew, O heavens above, and let the skies drip down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them be fruitful with salvation, and let righteousness spring up together with them. I am the Lord, I created it. Woe to him who quarrels with the one who fashioned him, in the way a potsherd quarrels with the potsherds of the ground. Shall the clay say to its fashioner, What are you making? Or shall your work say, He has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, What have you begotten? Or to a woman, What have you given birth to? This is what the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and their Maker, says. Ask me about things to come. Command me concerning my sons, and about the work of my hands. I made the earth, and I created man on it. It was my hands which stretched out the heavens, and it was me who set out all their array. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He will rebuild my city and let my captives go, without them paying a price or bribe, says the Lord of hosts. This is what the Lord says. The hard-earned wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of tall stature, will cross over to you and will be yours. They will walk behind you and cross over in fetters, and they will prostrate themselves to you and implore you and say, God is definitely among you, and there is no one other than God. Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Saviour. The fashioners of images will all be put to shame. They will walk in ignominy together. But Israel will be saved by the Lord with an age-abiding salvation. You will not be ashamed, nor will you suffer ignominy throughout the ages of all time. For this is what the Lord says, the Creator of the heavens, who is God, the fashioner of the earth, and the maker of it, who prepared it. He did not create it desolate, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I have not said to the seed of Jacob, Seek me in a desolate place. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, stating things which are sound. Gather and come, approach together, you Gentile escapees. Those who set up their wooden idols do not know, and they pray to a God who cannot save. Report and bring them near. Let them even consult together. Who has announced this in advance, reported it ever since ancient times? Is it not I, the Lord, and there is no other God apart from me, a just God and a Saviour? There is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The utterance has gone out of my mouth righteously and will not be revoked, for every knee will bow to me and every tongue will swear. A person will say, Surely in the Lord I have righteous things and strength. To him he will come, but all who are angry with him will be put to shame. It is by the action of the Lord that all the seed of Israel will be justified and will glory.